it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where for the past, I'm guessing it's about 6 years or more now, I have been coming on and explaining how amazing we are as human beings and that we have these four facets that we need to keep in balance. They are the physical, which is obvious, because if you don't have your physical life connected to health and wellness, it's really, really difficult to go ahead and keep the other three facets going. Emotionally, we're impacted by how well we feel physically. And so if we are sick or we are anxious or we're depressed, it impacts our physical health and our emotional well-being all in one. So that's the second one. The third one is intellectual. And by that, I mean learning. I believe that it's important for you to be learning something new every single day. It can be something as small as why an ant does what he or she does, or as difficult as I'm watching a PBS documentary right now on Leonardo da Vinci. And so it could be something that challenges your thinking. I learned some things in the beginning of the documentary that I didn't know. I didn't know that Leonardo da Vinci was born out of wedlock and what that meant to him growing up as a child. So learn something new and challenging or at least creative every single day if you can. And then the fourth area is the spiritual connection. And with that, in my estimation, it's not so much a religious spirituality as it is being connected to nature, being connected to a higher power. And I'm fortunate in that I know that I have a guide. I don't know whether it's male or female for sure, but I do know that I have a guide that talks to me on a regular basis and has since I was about 17 when I had a near-death experience. So those are the four components. And if you've ever been in a chair, you know, like at a restaurant, and the floor was uneven, or maybe one of the legs of the chair was a little wobbly, that's like your life. And if your life is out of balance, it's not real comfortable. Whereas if you're sitting in a chair that is stable, you're usually pretty comfortable. So being stable within your life, having these four areas of your life in balance is critical to my way of thinking as far as living your best life. All right, now I have over 400 shows. The shows are on, you can go to the website, it's synergyconnectionradio.com. And there's like 33 pages, I think, so you can scroll through. My guest today has been on several shows, so you'll find her, Mary Crawford, in that list of shows. And if you like today's show, go back and find the other shows where we have talked. The other thing that I want you to know is there is a link to Boomers Forever Young. Boomers is a nutritional company. I have used their products for 8 years. I know it's what keeps me healthy. And they have a new product. And I just am telling everybody about it because it is so amazing. It's called Myotrol. So it's M as in Mary, Y, O, T as in Tom, R, O, L, Myotrol. The inventor came to the owners of this company because it's a small company. And he wanted kind of like kid gloves to handle it, not just be this big conglomerate buying his product. And he took 7 years to create it. What it does primarily is it rebuilds muscle. So after the age of 50, we lose 1% of our muscle mass every single year. This product will rebuild those muscles so that there's less likelihood of you falling and breaking a hip or a leg or an arm or something else that takes longer to heal when we get older. That's just part of nature, but this is reverse aging. The big thing I noticed when I started taking it last March is the stamina. I can do things for much longer and not be tired. So stamina, strength, rebuilding muscle. Those are the three biggies. But it's been proven, and for some individuals that have autoimmune disorders like fibromyalgia, it's being proven by people using it that it reverses those symptoms. I had one lady that I spoke with who said that she was diagnosed 20 years ago. She no longer has fibromyalgia. There is no cure for fibromyalgia. And here, this product has left her without any symptoms. So it's doing some rebalancing on a genetic level that I don't think we quite understand, but it is reverse aging. So please check it out. If while you're on the website, if you decide to order something, if you just put my first name, Lucy, into the discount code box, you'll get 15% off of your order. And so that's a nice chunk of change depending on what you're ordering. Be sure to take advantage of that. So again, it's Lucy in the discount code box. And I would highly recommend that you check out the Myotrol. Everything they have is 60 days guaranteed. So you could try it for a month or more. If it wasn't doing anything for you, get all your money back. So it's no risk. I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing I've ever used. And I'm active. I put in 9 and 10 hour days most of the time. I love to play golf. I love to garden. So I think it's amazing. And if we can feel better as we get older, who wouldn't want to do that is the way I look at it. Okay, so check that out. They let me offer that 15% because they do sponsor the show. All right, so I have Mary back with me. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Lucy, how are you?
I'm good. And we're going to be actually talking about the joy of being well and this program that you have that you're offering. But what do you mean by the joy of being well? I mean, I know what I think you mean, but what do you mean by that?
Well, being well is supposed to be joyful. It's supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be fun. And I love giving people that impetus to find more joy in their life. And if you've got this beautiful physical body, if your body's not feeling well, then it's really hard to find that joy. So I help people find out what's keeping them from feeling really good in their body, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical. And then, when they start feeling, they get up in the morning and they have energy and they look forward to the day, it's so much easier to find that joy. So it's
That
just
is, that's
happy.
really, really true. I know when people get like the flu, which, during the holidays, it's common because you're around a lot of other people. And if they're not feeling well, then they accidentally give you the germs that they are carrying. But my goodness, if you've got a cold or you've got the flu or some virus that's going around, it is so hard to drag yourself around. And one of the things that I always mention, and I hope you do too, is people should know their immune level. And that's a vitamin D as in David 3 test. It's a blood test. And if they know what that level is, they have the opportunity to raise it. So you want your number for vitamin D3 to be at 70. Doctors will tell you that you're in the normal range, and that goes from 35 to 100. So if your immune system functions best at 70 and you happen to be at 42, then you're not going to be that healthy during the winter months, because vitamin D is a sunshine vitamin. And you live in Wisconsin. I'm moving back to Wisconsin. We have fewer sunny days as a whole. Florida has a lot more of them, obviously. But we also have more people and more congestion as a result and everything else. But just being outside on a beautiful winter day in the sun makes a huge difference in how we feel.
Yes.
So, yeah, that vitamin D is real important. And, please ask your doctor for a vitamin D3, test, because they don't give it to you unless you ask. That's
I
the other
know.
thing that's real interesting.
Or just start taking it.
Yeah, vitamin D3. And it's
That's
so
what
inexpensive. But if your number is low, which the majority of people, it's in the 40s. Mine is 83, because I know to do this. But if your number is low, then taking at least 5,000 international units, don't get the little D3 that says 1,000, because it would take you an eternity to get your numbers up. So you want to, if you know your number and it's low, then you need to be taking between 5 and 10,000 international units until it hits 70. And that might take you a year.
I take 5,000 a day every day,
Good for
unless
you.
I'm feeling like I'm fighting something, and then I'll take 10 to
10.
15.
Yep.
So, and that's one of the things, speaking of this program that I have, that's one of the parts of it is that I can talk to your body and find out what nutrients you might be needing or what thing you might be taking too much of, because your body will tell me. There are four parts to that program, and I don't know if we even talked about that yet, but I'm talking about the Jumpstart program that I have, which is a 4-week program. It's one private session with me per week, and one of the things we do is we start with the body. What is the body feeling? And I tap into your energy field with your permission, and I'm getting information directly from your body, from the organs, from the glands, the muscles, the bones, the general energy field of your body. And your body will tell me, is your liver happy? Are your kidneys happy? What's going on with the adrenal glands? Do we need to look at the parasympathetic or the sympathetic nervous system? All of this information comes through, and then we can address it on several different levels. Do we address it on the physical level? Does your body have toxins that we need to clear, or pathogens like viruses or bacterial infections that we need to clear? Then we look at the food. There's a whole, in the nutrition scan, which is part of that 4-week program, I look at over 200 foods and using information I'm getting directly from your body in that moment, I'm giving you an exact percentage of benefit for each of those foods on that list. And
So I'm curious, when you're talking about, the foods that people like you're working with them, what's the biggest aha that people get? Because I would guess that they're eating too many carbs, too much processed food or sugars, and not enough of healthy things. But is it more complicated than that?
it's so I don't really break it down into carbs and not carbs, but we go through what the biggest aha is how many fruits and vegetables that they've never heard of before that their body wants. I
Such
mean,
as what kind?
oh, well, let me just pull out my list here because I hadn't memorized them all, but there's 200 foods on this list. And so the fruits and vegetables, acerola berry, how many people eat acerola berry?
Where do they get it?
Or
Not the
cassava
processed
melon,
food.
or you can find some of these things in dried forms or in powders or at your health food store. Does their body like loquat and lychee? Maybe not. Maybe if they don't have the genetic disposition for those particular types of foods, it might say no. But it might really like persimmon and pineapple or plantain or pomegranate or pomelos, prickly pear cactus. Does your body like that? So there's all of these fruits and vegetables, and the vegetables like dandelion. Does your body like dandelion? Almost everybody I test is a big 100% on dandelion.
And where do they get dandelion? Not in the yard.
I get it in my yard.
You? Because around here, they spray for them. You'd be eating chemicals.
Well, my yard has been organic for over 20 years.
Okay.
So, yes, my yard is perfectly safe, but I also can get dandelion at the health food store.
Can you, is it in like a dehydrated form?
No, it's actually, well, in the spring, it's fresh.
Really? And do they put it in salads or what?
When I pick it out of my yard, the dandelion leaves are great in salad. The flowers are great in a salad. You can also make a tea with the flowers. The roots are really powerful. They can be dried. You can get dried dandelion root tea. It's one of the best things for your liver. It's
I was going to say it's a detoxer, isn't it?
a detoxer, yes, but it's also full of nutrients. So that's when you ask me what's the biggest aha, it's usually how many different fruits and vegetables there are that they've never heard of, and how many their body is getting 100% positive result to.
And what about somebody who you might be doing this, testing their body, and all of a sudden you recognize, and they don't know, that there is a serious issue. Maybe it is cancer, maybe it is something else. Do you recommend at that point that they also consult with their physician, or
Of
that,
course, of
yeah.
course. If there's
And
any kind of issue, I am not a doctor, so I always recommend to consult with your physician, even if you're going to be changing your diet, drastically, you should, and you have issues. I mean, if you're healthy, it shouldn't matter, but if you have issues, you want to consult with your physician first.
You know,
But
I hate to say it this way, but I would almost suggest that they try some of this before consulting their physician, because I think a lot of physicians feel that this is just poppycock and it's not real, and it could hurt you, because they don't understand nutrition and they certainly don't understand herbal remedies. So do you ever kind of go down that road where you say, hey, in moderation, why don't you start some of these things, and if it doesn't turn around, then maybe you want to check your physician and make sure that you can use them. I don't know.
No, I've never actually had to say that to people. What I'm telling you is the information that I am getting directly from your body. And whether, the amount that you trust that is up to you.
Right.
If you're ready to dive in and say, this is what my body wants, I'm going to give it a try. Those are the people that usually have the best success
That's, yeah.
because they're actually paying attention to what their body's telling them. If you have a lot of doubt or fear about it, it's probably not going to work for you
Yeah,
because
I would
that's the
agree.
emotional component of it.
Yeah.
And people always ask me, not always, but sometimes they'll come in really skeptical and they'll say, well, you don't eat meat, so what if I want to eat meat? And I'm like, I completely divorce myself from my beliefs when I'm doing this work with you. And I might get that bacon is a really good thing for you. It's totally your body talking to me. Although I will tell you that pork comes up really low for just about everybody because they are bottom feeders and they often harbor a lot of parasites.
Parasites.
So, just so you know, just tell them come up. Chicken has been coming up really low, and I think
Of
like
bird
negative
flu.
60 sometimes for people, and I think it's because of the way they're being raised right now. Like if you have a neighbor who's raising chickens in their backyard and feeding them really good food, you probably are going to get a higher rating on that than you would anything you can buy in the grocery store.
I would say that's true. I know somebody who actually had worked visiting poultry farms, and he said they are the grossest things that you would ever want to see. And these poor little, even the dairy farms in Wisconsin now, the super farms, it makes me so sad, because those cows never leave the barn. They
I
don't get
know.
to graze and walk around.
Don't get me started because that'll be the whole conversation. So anyway, but yeah, the nutrition scan is part of it. Looking at your physical body is a session that we do called the vibrational body tune-up, where what is your liver holding on to? It could be anger, it could be frustration, it could be something from your childhood, it could be something that happened at work last week. But those things are going to affect how well the cells in your liver work. And what we know, what science has proven, a couple of things. First of all, that emotional energy can be handed down on the DNA, and you may have been dealing with it your whole life. And also, what frequency your body is functioning at, the cells that are vibrating, every cell in your body is vibrating at a frequency. And if it's vibrating at a frequency of grief or sadness or depression or anger, it's going to attract more of that into your life. More grief, more sadness, more depression, more anger. So we want to find out what your body's holding on to, help you release it so that you can start then focusing on those higher levels of contentment, and appreciation, just getting into that feeling of excitement and finally getting to that really good place of joy. I'm really loving my life. That's my purpose. That's my passion.
So, do
So,
you start with the physical and then work up from there? So,
yeah.
physical to emotional.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So in that 4-week process, there's the vibrational body tune-up, there's the nutrition scan. Then we get into the heart work, and the heart process is so powerful because I take you on kind of a meditative hypnotic place where you are actually going into your heart chamber and you are finding energies that are trapped around your heart with the purpose originally of protecting you from doing that silly thing again, or protecting you from being exposed to that thing again. But these are things that you don't need anymore. These are things, the fear, the anxiety, the unworthy energy, all of those things are things that you put there because you thought they would keep you safe and you don't need them anymore. So we help you find them. And physically, you are getting in there and you are physically pulling those things out of that wall around your heart and deleting them, getting rid of them. It's a very hands-on process with my clients, and they come out of there feeling like a new person.
I bet
And
that.
what's really interesting is that they will find that other people that they meet in their life treat them differently. Maybe the clerk in the grocery store suddenly starts carrying on conversations with them that I never talked to them before. Or somebody holds the door for them that who, just things, their spouse looks at them differently. Or, things change. And it's because your heart is finally open. And it may have been closed for many, many life experiences, many lifetimes. So that is a really powerful one. And then the fourth process in that series is the little child process. And this is a process where we actually go in and we talk to your little child at different ages. Your body will tell me which age we want to talk to, and we'll find out what they're feeling, what they're thinking about, and we will help them understand that we are here for them, that we are offering them compassion, and we're helping them feel more powerful in that age. And maybe they need to scream at a parent who abused them. Or maybe they need to know that they have the power to go out and find friends or speak up for themselves. Whatever it is, we're removing triggers from those early ages that you might not even know you have. And when you come out of this process, things that used to bother you may not even bother you anymore because you're no longer triggered. So those four processes are what I call a jump start. Obviously, we're not going to heal everything in the entire world in those 4 weeks, but they give you a really good start to knowing your power and feeling good about yourself.
I would also think that it would help to identify the area that maybe needs the most work, and then you could go back in to that area and focus there for a while.
Yeah, because I have other programs. There's an 8-week program. There's other programs that you can do where you can just do one-off sessions with me where we work on nutrition, or we work on the emotional stuff. We work on EFT with tapping and meditation, different kinds of things. Everything is really geared to the client. There's no set thing. If you can even sign up for that 4-week process, and when I check in with your body, I find you don't really need the little child process. We're going to focus more on clearing what's going on in your physical body. Or we're going to work more on the heart process. Or we're going to do some tapping instead. But you're going to have those 4 weeks geared specifically to you and what you need.
I would think you would also find that there are probably males as well as females, maybe more females that have put on weight over the years as a protection as well. Maybe they had been abused either emotionally, physically, or both. But in order to not let that happen again, They ended up eating incorrectly, and then sometimes probably ending up diabetic as a result. Can this kind of a program maybe help to reverse diabetes if you can get away the blocks, the blockages, the safety measures that your body's put in place? I would think you could reverse it.
So interesting that you say that because the pancreas is the organ, the gland that's really involved with diabetes. And the energy that comes from the pancreas is an energy of self-love and sweetness. Okay. So if you don't love yourself, if you look in the mirror and you say, "Ugh, I hate this body," or "This body is so stupid," or "This body has betrayed me," your body is listening to those thoughts and those feelings and reacting by being more disappointing, more putting on more weight, be having less energy, shutting down even more. So yeah, anything is possible. I had one client who had suffered for 15 years with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, kind of the two of them combined. She was actually referred to me by her therapist. And after three sessions with me, it was gone. The chronic fatigue was gone. The fibromyalgia pain was gone. And she started feeling powerful again.
Yeah, I could see, I can see that this type of program goes into like the root cause. And then it's up to you to make those corrections. But if you can identify what it is, well, you're halfway there.
Right. And these things are buried. They're subconscious. You don't know that you're holding on to that energy. You sometimes have no idea where it even came from. It could be something that was passed down on the DNA. No, and you don't need to keep it anymore, so I have to get rid of it.
Right. I often think, especially at Christmas time, of the movie, Christmas Carol, and that Ebenezer's friend, shows up with all of these chains that he's carrying around. And that's what we do, is we carry all of the guilt or the anger or the, whatever it might be, but we carry it through a lifetime, unless somebody like you comes along and says, do you really want to keep carrying that? And of course, the answer will be, well, no, but I don't know how to get rid of it. It's just like, here, clip the, chains here and leave them behind, bury them, do whatever you want to do with them, but you don't have to keep lugging them around. Yeah. So tell people how they can find you, dear, because our show is over for today. But how can they reach out to you? Of course, your link is going to be on the synopsis. But if they're listening at this moment, how can they reach out?
Yeah, my email is thejoyofbeingwell@gmail.com. And you can go to my website, which is thejoyofbeingwell.com.
And then they can contact you that way.
Yeah, that's the best way. Email's the best way. I'm actually on the phone all the time, so I don't encourage people to call me because I probably won't be there. So,
That's true.
but yeah, email's a good way to call me, to contact me. And if you go to my website and hit the schedule button, you'll see that there's a free discovery call under the energy processes, and that is a really great place for people to start because in that free discovery call, I'm going to really spend some time before you get on the phone with me, checking in with your body and finding out what it wants so that I can share that information with you.
Sounds like a plan. All right, Mary, you and I will be back together in March. And so I think we could probably talk about where you are with your program at that point again, too, for
Okay.
people that need a little more information before they go sign up.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a
Good.
very Merry Christmas and a
You
happy New Year.
too. Yeah, happy holidays.
So everybody, please go out there and make this your best life now and definitely through the holidays. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to everyone out there listening. And join us again next week for another show. Take care.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.